This episode of Dyson Desire is brought to you by Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package! Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer for you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code DESIRE20, that's D-E-S-I-R-E, 20, DESIRE20, at manscaped.com. In the Performance Package, you'll find their Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver ball toner, as well as two gifts, the Performance Boxer Briefs and a travel bag to hold your goodies. Now this weekend I got to work with the Lawnmower 4.0, which has a sleek design making it easy to use, and it did a fantastic job down there. But today I want to talk specifically about the ball toner. Now, I don't know about you, but I never knew that ball toner was a thing, nor did I expect it to be a thing that I would love. But honestly, it was a treat for my balls, and they actually thanked me for it. No lie, they sent me a thank you card. How sweet! So use DESIRE20 at manscaped.com to get 20% off plus free worldwide shipping and get a thank you card from your balls. Now, on with the show.
I brought some bad news at night, so I told of Darth Bag's demise. I expected a Lestra's sorrow, her glee in his expiry a surprise. Before we seek her son, there's one thing must be done. Time to haggle on the price. Before we seek her son, there's one thing must be done. Time to haggle on the price. Both I and Davos suitably protected, studded leather armor. Information and goods are gathered, hence now time for our departure. I feel a little tougher in my new attire. Woo-hoo! A whopping 15 AC in Dyson Desire.
Should we go to the ranch on the outskirts of town that Alestra pointed us towards? Speak to the Widdens family.
Is it a ram ranch? Crew loves a ram ranch.
Ram ranch.
No, it's not. Where is Sebastian out of interest?
He's just been following along quietly. Not very talkative recently.
With a portable ranch.
No, he's not.
Crow says, I think, is everything okay, Sebastian? We've not heard from you for quite a while.
I'm fine. Just carry on. He just moves the story along even further. I still hate you, Crow.
Can you tell us your opinion of the last few days' events?
Oh, it's pretty chaotic, really. I mean, one of you started to fillet somebody, and then the rest of you have just been walking around town doing really random things, and one of you developed a weird personality trait where he does backflips all the time.
The little sound at the end makes you sound like it's like an impression of Blakey from On the Buses. I hate you, Butler. I hate you, Krill.
One for our older.
Yeah, on the buses from the 1960s.
Listen, Sebastian, do you think you could do a backflip?
I would think no, probably not. And he sort of just front hoofs just leave the ground a little bit. No, definitely not. Can we just move this along because we've not got much time?
Fucking buckaroo with all that shit on his back.
To the ranch.
And all of a sudden Richard Ayoade comes out and he just leads you to the next zone.
That offends me so much you didn't say Richard O'Brien.
Do you know why I didn't say Richard O'Brien? Couldn't remember his first name, so thank you for reminding me.
It's the same as the guy you mentioned.
We'd lose the other half of the listeners that jumped off with the in the buses bit.
In the buses.
Lose the young ones, then lose the old one.
Oh, it's like a busman's holiday. Right.
Oh, this has just gone to absolute shit, hasn't it?
But we're all having fun, and that is the... It's remember everyone, it's all about fun. Right, so you yeah, I mean, we didn't role play it, but basically Alestra pointed you in the direction of a ranch over in the east side of town, and as you approach, you actually see sort of like a not a sign per se, and not even a mailbox, because I don't think that exists in this world, but something sort of, some sort of signifying thing that this is, you're approaching the Widden's ranch. Yeah, so you approach, and you see actually a couple sort of sat out, maybe not enjoying themselves, but just sort of relaxing, I guess. By the way, this is timing wise, we're probably early evening at this point. It's probably about, maybe, well, I say early, probably about 7 o'clock. And you see a couple approaching, and as you get closer, one of them pulls a shotgun on you and says, "Get off my property." That's a joke.
Nobody's
a joke
scared, because we don't know what a gun is.
Well, Dabov does. They're sat in like a rocking chair, very stereotypical ranch scene that I'm painting here.
Fellas, looks like it's one for... hey fellas, looks like it's from one cowgirl to another.
What?
It's a reference to the sex positions.
And as you get close, the man calls out and says, "Can I help you?"
Arn Widdens.
That would be me.
Can I ask quickly, what sort of animals do you have on this ranch?
Yeah, that's how conversations go. Two people start talking, another one just jumps in and asks a completely unrelated question. Horses. It's a horse ranch.
Excellent. How many?
None at the moment. They're all asleep.
Shit.
He doesn't stop owning them when they sleep. That's not how ranching works. Oh, my dog's asleep. I no longer own it.
Oh. I don't come over there and tell you how roguing works. You don't tell me how ranching works. Okay there, sir.
Fair.
Dabble, are you wearing your badge again that says what you do?
I just say, well, if no one owns those horses, then no one can steal them, technically. It's not theft.
I would put it back to you. Does anyone ever truly own another human being or indeed creature?
Fair.
This is a bit philosophical, and I back out of the conversation.
Anyway, back to the guy who's clearly wearing new armor and not the short one. How may I assist?
My name is Dweezil Vanzafir. You've probably heard stories of our arrival here in Tribor. We're here stopping over, and as we are men of great means and great capability, we've decided that we would like to help out as best we can. And we know that your daughter, Alma, has been missing for a short while. We've already spoken to Alestra about Torrand, and we're hoping to find Torrand and Alma, together or apart, and we were hoping that you'd be able to perhaps give us some information, set us on the path to being able to help you.
So, just to backtrack a little bit there, when you first mentioned Alma going missing, the woman sat next to Arn sort of basically started bawling her eyes out, stood up out of her chair and ran back into the house, leaving Arn sat there listening to you. So obviously you in reality you would probably have paused a little bit for that to happen and then carried on. And Arn says, I apologize for my wife. As you can imagine, this is a hugely emotional time, and she is well, none of us are taking it well, but she's probably a little bit too emotional to talk about things at the moment. So, yes. Anyway, if you have any information or are able to help in any way, that we would be truly, you know, blessed for that. I can't really offer you much in the way of a reward or anything like that. But if you're worthy of your name and you feel this is something you can help, then I'd like to think that, you know, the honour of doing it would be something that would be enough for you, and that you'd always be.
Let's not talk about reward. The reward is in restoring what is missing to back to where it is right. When did Alma go missing?
Not too long ago.
Excellent.
Not too long ago. It was. Time just, you know, changes when you lose a child or anything traumatic happens. What's today? And he realizes it's no. I don't know. Let's just say it's Monday. Let's not make up fake days. Today it's Monday. It's 3 days ago, I believe.
3 days ago. What were the circumstances around her going missing? If you could just provide a handy little exposition dump, please, Arne.
The circumstances, she just disappeared. We went to bed one night, and the next morning we woke up and she was gone.
Have you got any clues? Have you got anything that could help us?
I have nothing, but my dearest wife has her own suspicions and her own feelings, and I don't wish to entertain rumours and conjecture. I deal with facts. I deal with things. There is no proof. There is no evidence that presents itself. There were no items left in her room. There was no forced entry. There was nothing. We went to bed 3 nights ago. We woke up the next morning. She was gone.
You do not want to speculate without it having any grounding. But would I also be correct to assume that you would not wish to upset your wife, who is already clearly very upset?
Of course. We've been married for many years now, and why would I wish to upset the one true love that I have in this world?
With that being said, the lesser of the two evils might be perhaps for you to speculate on behalf of your wife.
She seems to believe it has something to do with the warlock.
The warlock?
I don't wish to make such claims. There's nothing to suggest he's involved in any way. And for me to start sullying the name of a resident of this town with no evidence only makes things worse, in my opinion.
You're absolutely right, sir. Absolutely right. And what name would that be that you wouldn't want to sully?
As I said, I cannot do that. I've already said enough. And as he says that, Cyrene comes storming out and she says, "It's that bloody tiefling. It's that bloody tiefling, Hyeth Kolstag. You go and see him and you tell him we want our daughter back."
Can you spell that for me, please, Cyrene?
That's a perfectly natural thing for anybody to ask in this scenario. It's Hyeth Kolstag.
And where do I find this tiefling that you're so keen for me to find?
Or not. You'll find him in that monstrosity of a house up there.
What does he look like?
And she points
as well for the next question.
Give me a second, let me just see where it is on the map. She sort of like jerks her arm over into the northwest of the town. That monstrosity up on the hill. Boar's Rest. That's the name of his property, by just so you know. And Yeah, so you go and tell him that we want our daughter back and we don't believe any of his fucking lies. Sorry, Davov, did you say that out loud?
Yeah, just so we get the right person, what does he look like? We wouldn't want to accuse anyone, well, anyone at all, but especially not the wrong person.
What does he look like? He's the only tiefling in town, so I don't think you'll mistake him for anybody.
Is he quite tall? Just out of curiosity.
No taller than a normal tiefling.
Okay.
Does he wear a hood?
Yeah. What's his normal attire?
Oh, he's a garish man. He wants everybody to see him. Does he wear a hood? I doubt it very much. He wants everyone to notice him.
Can I ask... sorry, this may appear personal, but there is a point. I ask it nicely. What was home life?
Position.
Yeah, never. What was your family life like before she went missing? Was she a happy child? Or
she was a wonderful child. She is a wonderful child. It's just because she's gone missing doesn't. Let's not talk about her in the past tense.
Oh no, but no, I just worried. Wanted to know how she enjoyed being at home. Obviously, teenagers have their ups and downs, what with the hormones and everything, but. Was she happy being at home? Did she often sneak out or anything?
No, did she sneak out? No, she didn't sneak out. She was happy at home. She was a wonderful, fun-loving child.
Well, let's not speak about her in the past tense, just because she's
missing. Touché. She is a wonderful, fun-loving child, and you know, she was. She was just developing an admiration for magic recently, and she was fully invested in that. And I thought it flighty. I thought it's something that a young girl shouldn't be involved in, especially one, you know, she's going to have some responsibilities around here when, you know, in a few years' time. And I thought magic would distract her, and I told her as much, but I was also willing to indulge her and help her where possible. I just didn't think that what she expected of life was right. And, you know, but otherwise we had a wonderful relationship. I loved her. She loved us. The night she went to sleep, we had a touching moment. We kissed, she went to sleep and next morning she's disappeared. But I tell you, it's him. I just know it's him, especially after what he said.
What did he say?
Well, I don't know if I should say.
I mean, it'll help us find your daughter.
Yes.
Potentially.
Arn looks at Siren and says, let me handle this, darling. The day that she disappeared and we were looking around and we were talking to people, obviously nobody knew where she'd gone. There's no leads. And we've approached everyone in town. We even approached him. And when we asked him where she'd gone, or if he'd seen her, he said perhaps someone had sacrificed her.
Hmm. What a horrible thing to say.
He claims now it was a joke. He claims it was a tongue-in-cheek remark. But I don't trust him.
With that, I sort of say thank you for answering my questions and just take a step back and let Dweezil carry on if he had any other questions. I realised I interrupted him a little bit.
I don't think we need to upset these people further. We have a line of inquiry.
Yeah.
Let's follow the line.
Let's follow the line. Let's follow the line. Right,
walk away, I'd like to just pull Dweezil to one side and just say a few things, but if we're leaving, if we're done with these two.
If you're leaving, you know, they can say, look, if you can, this is Arn, as I said, I can't offer you anything. I cannot offer you anything to reward you for any good that you can do. But please, if you know a way of getting my daughter back, I we miss her. It's only been 3 days, but those 3 days have been the longest of our lives. And if you can bring her home, we just really would be eternally grateful and we'd do anything that we could to help. You know, going forward.
Cool. We'll do what we can.
Absolutely. Krill is determined. You know, we will find your daughter, or his name is not Krill to ruler.
And don't let my friend deceive you. We are men of action. We're not just all talk.
This is weird.
Getting catty.
Right.
The next time you see us, we will be carrying the body of your daughter and the head of a tiefling. Because, your daughter will be too weary to walk.
Is that one thing? Is it the body of a young girl with the head
We've
of a tiefling?
Made a hybrid.
Is that like the black-winged serpent?
A black-winged serpent?
It's...
The tribal travellers? What have they got to do with this?
Oh. I'm sorry. Can you say that again for me?
The tribal travellers, the caravan company in town. That's their logo, right?
Is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
And do they give out rings to employees?
I don't work for them. I couldn't tell you anything about them. You're the one that brought up a black-winged serpent, and that's the only black-winged serpent that I've ever seen.
We knew this. It's on the poster. The black-winged serpent is on the poster for the Tribal Travellers. We knew this already,
Krill. It's interesting that you assume that at any point I've ever made notes.
Or listened, or retained knowledge, or anything.
I play my character the way he is, which is forgetful and inconsiderate.
This all is starting to seem like not our business. I don't wish to be rude, but my wife is, as you can see, quite emotional, and I think it's probably best if I try and console her and calm her down. But please do come and see us if and when you know more.
Yes, poor woman's hysterical. We'll get out of your hair. We know what that's like.
This he doesn't actually say this, but can't speak to them when they're like that.
God.
Mourning the loss of their missing child.
Right. So what I'd say is, after this conversation, it's about 8 o'clock at night. It's whether you want to carry on this line of inquiry now, or whether you want to go and get a sleep.
Let's go see the tiefling.
You want to do anything else. You want to see the tiefling? You want to see the tiefling warlock? At night. Fair play, man.
Let's go and smash the nonce. Come on, let's go.
I'm going to say to Dweezil as we're travelling, not specifically to Dweezil, but so that everyone else can hear, I've seen this sort of thing before when I was on the streets. Certain people would sort of take advantage of potentially vulnerable children. So, for example, the boy that went missing, who obviously didn't have a happy home life. And that's why I was asking about the girl as well. But she's obviously interested in magic, so there's the vulnerability there. I think this guy might be luring in children for some purpose. But I'm not saying what purpose for. He might just be running a school for magic children. I don't know. Could be Professor X up there.
He might
fucking
be
Dumbledore.
You can never trust a warlock. They're the worst of the sorcerers. Yeah.
Some would say not even sorcerers.
Some would say that, yes. They'd be wrong.
You're the cum wizard. He's the
child wizard.
I don't know. Some. Yeah. The child.
I believe they're
wizard.
Called child romancers.
Oh god. That's horrible. But
that's really
too
good. But really bad.
Yeah, that's going to be hard to decide whether to cut that or not.
No, keep it. Please keep it.
Oh, decision made.
Please keep the child romance joke. Can everyone repeat it just so that...
I might set up a Patreon just for that joke. And people can pay us a monthly amount just to hear that joke on its own. No other content is ever uploaded after.
They just get the same thing every month. It'd be great.
Yeah, exactly. A different accent, maybe. Right, so, yeah, so, I mean, are you as a group, is that what you decided? Are you going to go and see the warlock,
yeah.
or...?
Yeah, a bit more gothic in it as the night sets in.
Okay.
Well, no, it's midsummer. It doesn't get dark until 10. We're good.
I think the podcast already got dark enough.
So yeah, you she Cyrene didn't give you necessarily the most detailed of directions, but you've been you've only been in town for a day. I should comment that the fact that Dweezil, having only been in town for a day, the fact that Dweezil approached strangers when you've probably heard of us walking in, you know, being in town as if as if in the day everyone knows that four adventurers have come to town, like it's the biggest news.
Four adventurers,
right? So yep.
Oh, someone's got a child he doesn't love.
No, listen, a bard, a sorcerer, a rogue,
and the same barbarian,
and a barbarian.
Yeah.
And the shadow of a barbarian.
So, so you head in the general direction that she pointed. You've got a bit of bearing now of the town, or certainly parts of the town, and you pass by a couple of spots that you recognise. And as you get closer to Ball's Rest, you start taking in. Oh, okay, this is what she meant. Very much sticking out like a sore thumb, and it's quite a surprise that you didn't notice it when you were up by Harriet's and Gelrin's. There is a big stonework house. It's completely different to any other architecture in this town. And not in the same way that Yoker's was. Yoker's was sort of like trying to fit in a little bit, but just looked different. This is more like a complete contrast of everything. It's large, it's gothic. For want of a better word, it's a mansion. It's not really a mansion, but it's by comparison to pretty much everything in town, it's as close a description as you get to it. It's not particularly stylish. It's like a very much like she described. It's an eyesore. It's an eyesore. And you see a path leading up to it, and there is a gate leading into its. Garden, I guess it's land.
I unpack my portable ramp and just have it prepared.
We cannot just break into this man's house. For all we know, he's completely innocent. We don't want to risk the ire of the...
Me unpacking my portable ramp should not be indicative of my actions. It's just something I'm choosing to do.
We don't want to risk... the ire of Darathra. But if this tiefling is dangerous or is guilty of anything, then we need to make sure that they don't get away from us. So should we get exits covered? And
I mean, we'd have to.
Well, it's a rather big house. I should imagine there's many of an exit. I think we should just approach him like gentlemen and have a kind discussion with him.
Just knock on the door.
I can knock very hard if you'd like.
Let's tell him that we've got a kid for sale.
So,
Dweezil. Minor illusion, dab off his beard away, and we'll try and pass him off as a child.
How about you guys knock on the front door, keep him talking, and I'll have a sneak around, see if I can peer in any windows, see if I can see anything unusual.
So who's going where then? Am I taking it, is Dabov going out separately round before you knock on the door, or are you all going to the front door? Is just one of you going to the front door? So who's going where?
Oh, I'll certainly attend with Dweezil.
Daboff, why don't you, rather than waiting for us to knock, why don't you have a quick stealthy scout around now and see what you can ascertain?
Yeah, if you're happy with that.
Okay, so how are you? So, like I say, you've got fencing, you've got a gate. Are you just? Do you want to just try the gate? Do you want to go over the fence? What are you trying to? How do you want to enter the property, so to speak?
I'd like to enter as stealthily as possible. So maybe see if I can find like a hole in the fence or a way over the fence or a tree or something that I can climb.
Okay. So you make your way around this rather large property, and you don't find any holes in the fence. You know, for all its garishness, it seems to be in very good condition. You do see a couple of spots where there are trees, not your side, but they are on the directly on the other side of the fence. So what you could do is, if you want to try and say, I don't know, if you've got any rope, try and sort of like catch it over that and try and climb over or something.
Does the tree look climbable from the other side? If I was on the other side, could I climb the tree to get back out?
Yeah, it's not a huge tree. Obviously, you're smaller stature, but yeah, it's not a huge tree, and it's not like from what you can tell, it's not like a wide trunk tree or anything like that. It's certainly something you could scale.
So I've got an escape route, essentially. Right, so yes. I turn to Quinch and Krill and say, which one of you wants to throw me over?
Me, I want to do it.
Thrown or flown?
Flight might attract, attention, if there's a big flapping blue
creature. I dibs throwing, because I'm not rolling a fucking dice today. What do you need from me?
Strength check, if you're just trying to throw him up.
Fastball special, Krill.
And what I'd like is a acrobatics from Dweezil.
Dweezil?
Sorry, not Dweezil, from Dabble, sorry.
I do a backflip while he's doing it.
An acrobatics from Dabble to see how well he takes the flying and landing.
Cool. Acrobatics, 14.
14. Krill?
A 23.
A 23. So Krill's throw is good. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to grab the tree?
So imagine I've got him by this sort of scruff of his collar, and the other one is grabbing the top of his pants, and I'm going for a swing through from all the way back. Imagine I'm using him the same way I'd hold a battering ram.
A portable ram.
Swing it through, but at the full extension of my arms, I let him go.
Okay, and Dabolf, you're trying to grab the tree?
Yeah. Just to try and...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So the strength trick works. You go flying through the air. I'm not entirely sure this is too dissimilar from the time you went flying over the bridge, yeah.
Well, there's definitely a backflip.
We're revisiting a lot of Nightstone tonight. And you fly up and you're graceful. And you just about cling to the lowest branch of the tree.
Cool. Trapeze style, I would also like to swing, backflip off for the dismount, and then arms out to the side.
Fine.
Await my score.
Fine, I'm going
to
let
it. If he was to just swing on a branch, wouldn't that hurt your hands, would it? That's like, this is like, you'd hurt, would it?
Probably. Yeah. Splinters.
Calloused hands you for get all the tinkering.
Hang on, you get 3d6 splinter damage.
it's like a stake.
Imagine getting 18 damage from a branch.
You managed to do that, and you're now the other side of the fence.
Thank you for listening to Dice and Desire. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review in your favourite podcast app. In between episodes, you can interact with us on Twitter and Instagram @DiceandDesire.